mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. Matthew 20, verses 10 to 12, as translated in the New English Bible. When it was the turn of the men who had come first, they expected something extra, but were paid the same amount as the others. As they took it, they grumbled at their employer. "These latecomers have done only 1 hour's work, yet you have put them on the same level with us, who sweated the whole day long in the blazing sun." On this Sunday called Septuagesima, which means that it is about 70 days until Easter comes, the gospel is this parable of our Lord, which comes as something of a challenge both to preachers and to hearers. You know the old saying, life is unfair. And anybody who's been on this earth for any length of time knows only too well that life often does seem to be unfair in all kinds of ways. And yet, isn't it also true that whenever we come up against this unpleasant fact of life, we often find ourselves a bit surprised, even resentful, that this should be so? And isn't it our sense of fairness that is perhaps offended by the story Jesus tells in the Gospel for this Sunday? The workers who'd been hired first thing in the morning complained that they'd been treated unfairly, because at the end of the day they received no more wages than the workers who'd been hired just one short hour before the workday ended. They grumble at their employer. "These latecomers have done only 1 hour's work, and you've paid them the same as us, who've sweated the whole day long in the blazing sun." You can hear the bitter resentment, the sense of grievance. Unfair, unfair. Same wages for 1 hour's work as for the whole day, that just doesn't make any sense, and any business managed in that way would sooner rather than later find itself out of business. So what on earth is our Lord saying in the story he tells? What on earth is the point of it all? Well, the first thing to keep firmly in mind is that this story isn't a lesson in wages and labor relations. No, it's a parable. And what is a parable? A parable is one of those often surprising, sometimes puzzling stories Jesus tells to point the mystery of his person, who he in fact is, and what God the Father is doing through him. It's all about Jesus. And Jesus doesn't begin the story by saying, "Now this is how the world should be run and business done." No, he begins the story by saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like this story I'm now going to tell you." And what is the kingdom of heaven of which Jesus speaks? It's not so much a place as it is an activity, what God is doing through Jesus, bringing us poor sinners back to himself and placing us safely and securely under the gentle rule of his mercy, his forgiving love. Of course, our sense of fairness is offended when we hear how men who'd worked just 1 hour received the same pay as those who'd sweated the whole day long in the blazing sun. But that's just the point. Our place in God's kingdom as his dear children isn't a matter of fairness, of what we somehow deserve or can rightly claim as our own. Our place in his kingdom is a pure gift of his sheer goodness, just as the wages paid the workers who'd worked just 1 hour weren't a matter of anything they deserved or something they'd somehow earned. Not fairness, but the sheer goodness of God who delights in giving and forgiving. If you want to talk in terms of fairness, of what we in fact deserve from God, what we in fact deserve is only judgment. And so when in the Catechism, in the Christian questions with their answers, the question is posed, what have you deserved of God because of your sins? Remember the answer? His wrath and displeasure, temporal death, and eternal damnation. That's what fairness requires. It requires God's judgment. And the fact that this truth seems so strange to people today, so difficult, is not a sign of progress and enlightenment, but of spiritual blindness, of blindness to the ugly reality of sin as a terrible offense against the sheer goodness of our Maker. It was Nicholas Berdyaev who once said that one of the characteristics of Christianity is to change a sense of grievance into a sense of sin. To change a sense of grievance into a sense of sin. Because we deserve God's judgment, everything we are, everything we have, is a sheer goodness from the God who has no pleasure in the death of sinners, but came down to the manger, the cross, and the tomb, that we might be freely and fully forgiven, raised up to the joy of living under the mercy now and forever. And so the end of it all is that this surprising, even troubling story Jesus tells is not some kind of lesson in wages and labor relations, but it is the good news that our place in God's kingdom here and hereafter is not a reward for effort on our part, but the sheer gift of his unmerited and costly love. Or to put it another way, God saves us, he makes us his by grace, not because of anything he has seen in us, but because of who he in fact is. The gracious Lord who hates nothing he has made and takes delight in forgiving the sins of all those who are penitent. Here there can be no talk of fairness, of accomplishment, of reward, but of grace alone, that grace which is the undeserved, tender mercy of the Lord, whose goodness we taste again this day in the gift of the holy body born of Mary and the precious blood shed on the cross outside the city gates of Jerusalem. Lift we then our voices, swell the mighty flood, louder still and louder, praise the precious blood. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.